Pilate said to them, "Then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" They all said, "Let him be crucified." And he said, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Let him be crucified." So when Pilate saw that he was gaining nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this righteous man's blood. See to it yourselves." And all the people answered, "His blood be on us and on our children." Then he released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him to be crucified. Who has believed our message? To whom has the Lord revealed his powerful arm? My servant grew up in the Lord's presence like a tender green shoot, like a root in dry ground. There was nothing beautiful or majestic about his appearance, nothing to attract us to him. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised, and we did not care. Yet it was our weaknesses he carried, it was our sorrows that weighed him down, and we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole, he was whipped so we could be healed. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's paths to follow our own, yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all. He was oppressed and treated harshly, yet he never said a word. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep is silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. Unjustly condemned, he was led away. No one cared that he died without descendants, that his life was cut short in midstream. But he was struck down for the rebellion of my people. He had done no wrong, and he had never deceived anyone. But he was buried like a criminal. He was put in a rich man's grave. But it was the Lord's good plan to crush him and cause him grief. Yet when his life is made an offering for sin, he will have many descendants. He will enjoy a long life, and the Lord's good plan will prosper in his hands. When he sees all that is accomplished by his anguish, he will be satisfied. And because of his experience, my righteous servant will make it possible for many to be counted righteous, for he will bear all their sins. I will give him the honors of a victorious soldier, because he exposed himself to death. He was counted among the rebels, he bore the sins of many, and interceded for rebels. Jesus, the Lamb of God, endures a most terrible scourging in preparation for his crucifixion. Having begun his torment at the garden, his most sacred body now feels the lacerations which bring forth upon the earth his most precious blood. Let us contemplate the words of the crowd, "His blood be upon us and on our children." Some of us may wonder why the Father demanded such gruesome punishment upon his only begotten Son. But it is we who have demanded it by our sins, by our cruelty in our daily lives, in our demands for justice instead of mercy. We convict the Lord to a most gruesome punishment. It is by our Lord's love for us that his passion is transformed into mercy for us. We have demanded cruelty and the blood of condemnation to be upon us and on our children. And yet he has given us mercy. and his most precious blood, the blood of the new covenant, the blood of reconciliation. Let us pray. Most merciful Jesus, you were wounded so we could be healed. By your blood we are washed clean. Grant us a heart like yours, a meek and humble heart, a pure and patient heart, a merciful and peaceful heart, that we may love like you, and bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, and endure all things unto eternal life. Amen.